And I am contacting Metro Weather, and I think it's there, but we'll find out, because I had a very strange message from Skype that said Metro Weather is unavailable, but we're connected. And if we are connected, it's time to introduce a new meteorologist to you, and that is Jamie Simpson. Jamie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Jamie, nice to speak to you. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So welcome to Metro Weather, and welcome. You know, the first time Pat was talking about you, Jamie, and he said that you're from New England, that just made me feel so much better, because you are so used to New England weather, because it is, I mean, every section of the country has its quirks, but in New England, really, weather changes literally from moment to moment.
Yeah, and that's the reason I got into this in the first place was especially because of the winters up there. And the, you know, being a kid, going to bed, thinking you're going to wake up to 10 inches of snow. You wake up, there's rain coming down. You're disappointed. I always wondered why that would happen, so I had to find out for myself.
Well, it's funny, because when I was a kid, in the summertime where we used to live, you could always tell when a thunderstorm was coming, and in the wintertime, of course. So I was always interested in meteorology, but I became less interested when I found out how you had to study for it. It really is. You really do have to take a lot of incredible courses to get your degree in meteorology.
There was a lot of math involved, and believe it or not, the atmosphere can be treated like a fluid. So we would basically learn fluid dynamics as well. And one of the hardest things for me was the precursors to some of those classes were the high-level physics classes, and we were stuck in these 300-person lectures with engineers who were far smarter than us. So it was a struggle at times.
Yeah, I mean, I the thing that I always had trouble with in school was anything to do with math. Anything to do with math. I mean, I could get through algebra and geometry. It took me 2 years to get through algebra. I had 1 year to get through geometry. But I think in the background, everybody kind of likes the weather and wants to follow the weather. But nobody,
sure.
But it didn't really become popular, though, with the general public until, and I know it's a nasty word for a lot of people, until the Weather Channel was formed. And then all of a sudden, everybody made fun of the Weather Channel, but everybody started watching the Weather Channel.
Yeah, I'll tell you an interesting story, actually. Because of the Weather Channel, the number of people that wanted to go to college to learn meteorology increased dramatically. And the colleges said to themselves, hey, if they're going to pay to come here and learn this, we'll take them. And we actually are producing three times the number of meteorologists now in this country than we have the demand for. So there's a lot of disappointed graduates that are not able to find a job. And then it's funny, because years later, the same thing happened when CSI came on TV. Yeah. That's the big thing now.
Yeah, everybody wants to go into those crime scene investigating. You're right about being a meteorologist, coming out into that career is kind of like being an actor. There's a lot of chance out there, but there's also so many other people that are looking for those jobs. So,
yeah.
But
the number of professional meteorologists in this country is roughly the same number as we have of Major League Baseball players.
And you've been in the business, what, 25 years?
Actually, yeah, 25. 25 about.
You see, you're just a kid. I've been in radio for 50 years. So you're just a kid, but that's great. Well, welcome aboard, and let's take a look. I mean, I came out this morning. First of all, when I first get up in the morning, I say, Alexa, what's the weather in Salisbury, Connecticut? And Alexa told me this morning it was 71 degrees and a light shower, and that's exactly what I came out to. So let's take a look at this forecast. A nice warm morning, but we're not going to have showers all day long, are we?
No, they're off to the east now, so you are dry for the rest of the day, and the sun's going to make a return pretty heartily this afternoon, and you'll climb up around 80 or so, but still humid out there, and then we have the chance for an overnight shower or storm tonight, chance of a shower or storm again tomorrow, and then scattered showers and storms in the afternoon, especially on Wednesday, and then Thursday, unfortunately, more showers and storms. Will be 75 tomorrow, 80 to 85 Wednesday, upper 70s on Thursday. And the reason we keep this rain in the forecast is because there's a front that's just going to kind of waver north and south across your area. The good news is, however, that it's going to push south and east for the weekend. So the weekend will be less humid, a bit cooler, fairly sunny, looking great. So we're going to time things out very nicely.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I always do this to poor Pat, and I'm going to be just as hard on you because this weekend it is the first of what we hope will be an annual event in Millerton, New York, which is right next door to us, and the whole town is having a village-wide food festival on Saturday the 18th, beginning roughly around at 10 o'clock in the morning and going throughout the day. Everybody's participating. It will be set up in front of the old schoolhouse, which is right in the middle of Millerton, New York, doing a live broadcasting. So we're hoping that Saturday is going to be a beautiful day.
It should be, yeah. I think temperatures will be in the 70s, a lot of sunshine, pretty comfortable out there. So, yeah, you're lucking out, so to speak.
Well, I
say luck, but there's always science behind it.
There's science behind it, but, you know, it's always one of those things. I think it's what's given Pat gray hair is on a Monday, if we have something coming up on the weekend, I start bugging him right off the bat on Monday morning about it. So now let's talk about you for a little bit. Let's go over your career and where you've been and how you've put those 25 years to 30 years together.
Yeah, well, I went to college at Penn State, and then after college, I had no idea what I wanted to do, and I was fortunate enough to get accepted to grad school. I was the very last person to get accepted in my class, as a matter of fact. And when I was a grad student, just for fun, I took the class in television that taught us how to present on television, and I thought it was so fun. I said, let's give this a try. So, and this is how it goes with people that want to get into TV right after college. They send out resumes, yeah. And at that time it was VHS tapes, yeah, to stations everywhere. And I probably sent out about 40 or 50. I got interest from three stations. One was in Montana, one was in South Dakota, and one was in Rochester, Minnesota. And Rochester, Minnesota is a wonderful, wonderful city. It's where the Mayo Clinic is. So I decided to go there, spent about a year and a half to 2 years there, then went down to the Weather Channel, as a matter of fact, in Atlanta, and was behind the scenes for a couple of years, but decided I wanted to be in local television again, and was very fortunate to get a job up here in Dayton, Ohio, where I'm currently located, built a career over 25 years here, and it's been wonderful. But with two younger children and the hours of television being what they are, I decided it was time for a change.
Yeah, they're grueling hours. I came out of high school wanting to get into radio because I actually started in radio in 1969, a part-time job while I was in high school. But I came out and I got a job at Channel 30 in Hartford right out of high school, being the stage manager.
Sure.
But I had to work. It was every other day. It was a different shift. The morning shift one day, and then the evening shift. And here I was, an 18-year-old kid, the stage manager. You had to join a union. You were told where you could touch, where you couldn't touch. You were the ones responsible. I was the one responsible for making sure the weather map was updated correctly and all that stuff. And I'm an 18-year-old kid, and I don't know what the hell I'm doing. So I very quickly got out of it because one of the first weather forecasts that summer that I was setting up in the evening for the 11 o'clock news, I had forgot to change the temperature in Hartford from the morning temperature. From the afternoon temperature, which was 90-some. So at 11 o'clock at night, the meteorologist is looking over the board, and I look up and I see everybody else is around 65 degrees and Hartford is 93. And in my earphone, the director says, "Miles, why is it 93 in Hartford?" And it was at that point that I decided to get into radio full-time.
Understandable.
Because there's a lot of pressure. And you're right. The hours are absolutely – every meteorologist I know that works in television, the hours are amazing. And how much they're away from their families, it really is amazing. So,
well, we had a tornado outbreak here a couple of years ago, and I actually worked a 40-hour shift.
Yeah, I believe it. I know that's what we do here at the radio station. If it's bad weather coming, you drop everything and that's what you do.
That's right.
But it's our career and it's part of our lives and we adjust to it. So, well, I want to welcome you on board and we'll be speaking to you at least every Monday for the next probably several months.
It sounds like it, yeah.
Well, welcome aboard, Jamie. It's nice to meet and talk with you and we'll speak to you next Monday.
Okay, sounds great.
Take care. That is our brand new meteorologist, Jamie Simpson, who is for the next several months on Mondays filling in for Pat Pagano. So you heard it. The showers are over for today. Maybe later tonight we'll get some more showers. Tomorrow maybe a thunder shower as well. But the humidity will remain for today. Right now it is 68 degrees.